This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org. Good afternoon. Here today with Rosemarie Henson, a senior advisor in the Office of the Assistant Secretary for Health at Health and Human Services. Rosie, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today. We've gathered here at CSIS because last week you were in Moscow for a series of very important global health events. First, the WHO Forum on Addressing the Challenges of Non-Communicable Diseases, and you were, of course, a member of the U.S. delegation to the first ministerial conference on healthy lifestyles and non-communicable diseases. So, very busy week for you. You've just arrived back. And the first question for you is, you know, what do you see as the major accomplishments and outcomes from the ministerial conference?
Well, this has indeed been a real pleasure. I think one of the best outcomes is that we were able to raise the profile of NCDs, and that's critically important. So what you had in Moscow was you had, think about this, you had 85 ministers from across the world, from high, middle, and low-income countries there for 2 days talking about non-communicable diseases. And that's an important priority as we get ready for the high-level meeting in September.
And are there any issues that you felt were given insufficient attention at the conference? Or as you reflect on the proceedings, you know, have you thought to yourself, wow, I really wish one issue in particular had been given more priority?
I think the issue that came up time and time again was the whole issue of whole of government working together, the multi-sectoral approach to this work. And I think there is a lot of good discussion, but we need more time to talk about what those strategies, what those actions look like if we're really serious about this concept of health and all policies. So I think that needed more attention. I think we got a good start there, but I think we within the global community, as well as within in our own countries, need to think more about, you know, how do we work with trade? How do we work with agriculture? How do we work with transportation? I mean, these are sectors that have a huge impact on the kind of work that we need to do to address effectively the NCD issues.
And can you tell us a little bit about the specific U.S. perspective going into the conference? What were the goals you had in mind, and were they achieved?
Well, we went into the conference with a set of key messages, and they really started off with being very supportive around the approach of health and all policies. We also talked about the whole area of prevention being the first-line response, policy, and system changes, with, again, a focus on control. And when we talk about control, we're talking about care and treatment issues. Very concerned, and more attention is needed in terms of creating sustainable health systems. We think it's critical that we have mechanisms to address the social determinants of health. And we're concerned about and feel work needs to be done around moving from a vertical disease focus to a comprehensive multi-disease approach. I think, again, we had an opportunity to talk about this work. Clearly, when you look at the declaration, they are addressed in certain provisions within the declaration, but more work needs to be done to flesh these out and think about, you know, what are the feasible actions that can be taken so that this becomes real as we move forward to the high-level meeting.
And of course, as you mentioned, you know, we're moving forward to this high-level meeting in September. A lot of people saw this conference as a critical step on the path to that meeting. So what is the way forward from this moment, both in tackling non-communicable diseases beyond the high-level meeting, but also what do you think, you know, we're likely to see now based on the findings of this conference? What are we going to see in September?
Well, I'm really hoping with the findings and outcomes of this conference that we're successful in getting heads of states to the high-level meeting, because isn't this important? I mean, we have the ministers of health in a lead position, but they themselves can't do an effective job without getting their heads of states engaged and interested. So we hope to see that they are attending or are interested in attending the high-level meeting. I think clearly we'd like to see stronger political leadership on this issue, and it is really critical that we think about what are the key priorities. There are lots of actions people want to see move forward. I think this is a very complex issue, has multiple dimensions. In my experience working in this area, I think that we need to really think about what the priorities are. And I really enjoy and I would call on people to do this, to look closely at the Lancet paper, because what it does is it really helps us understand what are the priority actions and interventions we need to take. I also want to say, and I think there was just a lot of discussion about this, let's step back a little bit and really learn from our experience from the HIV/AIDS community, really learn what they experience and incorporate those lessons in our work around NCDs.
Rosie, thanks so much for joining us. Interested listeners can learn more about this issue by watching the full webcast of today's event, the Post-Ministerial Conference, Outcomes and Next Steps. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.